brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Well, I already know what's going to happen. You know, obviously, if we, well, you know, I'm going to say we're going to win. I got confidence in our team. I can already feel it. You know, if we win, then they're going to bring up history, stats, and all that. But honestly, I'm just going to smile. And, you know, we won, so I guess it's not going to bother me. So it's like leaving a bad taste in somebody's mouth when they're leaving. You know, it's like they're going to have to deal with that. Like, your last game with me, you lost. So I don't want to hear about no history. I don't want to hear about stats. I want to hear about that game.
They already won the game, according to Spencer Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I love the confidence.
But that confidence is giving OSU fans fits.
In their mind, it's setting themselves up for one of the biggest fails.
That could be one of the most fantastic freezing cold takes in history.
Or it could be an amazing prediction.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the way he's saying it. He's like, oh, in my mind, that story's already been written. Like, they've gone through.
Right.
In their mind, you know, mm-hmm. Tay Martin said after the game, he was asked about what are your thoughts about Bedlam. He goes, what are your expectations? He's like, well, I expect to kick their ass. Like, that's just the mentality they have now. Still got to go out there and do it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I would just imagine that, listen, nobody's on the other team's comments is ever going to win you a football game.
No.
But it will give you just a little edge walking into the stadium on that bus drive up there, thinking about it for the rest of the week and saying, listen, I guarantee if I was defensive coordinator, I could show them film on Spencer Sanders this season all the way up until a certain point 4 games ago and go, that guy in his mind has beaten you already. Y'all play pretty good defense. That guy right there who has not faced a defense as good as you, that guy right there who makes all those mistakes, that guy has already written in his mind he's better than you. So, no, I would absolutely. There'd be pictures of him all over the defensive meeting rooms and just say, that guy, in his mind. Sure. In his mind, he's already torn you a new one.
I mean, I don't remember.
Practice hard today, boys. Practice hard.
I don't remember.
That guy said that.
I don't remember in all my years of covering Bedlam, and it's been a while.
My damn years.
I don't remember OSU players say, and now it's not like they're getting on Twitter and actively calling. I mean, they're at press conference. They're asked about, you know.
Yeah, no, you're asking a question. Of course you're going to answer.
But I don't remember. I don't remember anybody publicly talking like that, you know?
If I was him, I would be confident right now. He's played well. He's played well for about a month and a half. But I just know everything in your career up until a month and a half. You've been a little bit up and down. So I would just think there's a whole lot of other guys might want to say that other than you.
I mean, maybe this is just that kind of a different team that we've never seen at OSU. They just feel like they're going to go in.
Look,
and
they've gone up there and thumped people. They have gone up there and absolutely, I love the word throttled. You've been throttled.
And listen, he had a couple drops in that game Saturday. He could have had a better game. You know, they didn't do a whole lot offensively, but they didn't really. I don't think they were out there just doing run and shoot. But I mean, he's
not dropping the football. He's not fumbling. He's not throwing, putting the ball in trouble.
Tamar dropped a touchdown right in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right in his hands. Great slant pass.
I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to be under duress a great deal of the time when he throws the football this week. So we'll see.
Yeah, listen.
That'd be my reaction if you're Norman. We'll see.
OU's pass rush was pretty good Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, better than it's been all year. And their defensive line, and now, you know.
Adding Jalen Redmond does not hurt.
Jalen Redmond.
Adding Woody Washington back there doesn't hurt because it gives that pass rush an extra second. If you actually have guys being covered in the secondary, gives that pass rush a half a second. Isaiah Thomas is playing his ass off right now.
Take away the big play of the game, the touchdown scoop and score from Redmond, which, I mean, that was the biggest play of the game. Just having that guy back now for a couple of games, you know, it's just the collective getting reps, getting rhythm, the defensive line getting the rotations properly set the way they were supposed to be. Having all of that now for yet another game, that adds up.
Perrion Winfrey killed a man last week. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah. I mean, Brock Purdy is still on the ground in Norman, I think. Or at least his jersey number.
That was one of the greatest. The guy turns back and looks the other way. And I guarantee in that state, you heard that collective, anticipation of, he's about to die.
Well, I think what happens, everybody expected, he's going to be ejected. Like, it was going to be targeting.
Right.
And good for the officials, it was shoulder.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, even that gets called targeting
it
a lot.
Does.
But
it
they,
does.
I
no, you waited when they, yeah. when he gets he's on the ground. I'm like going one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I yeah. still don't see it. Okay, I guess that's good because well, it was clean.
It was, and it just looked awful. Oh, yeah.
It was as good a hit as you see that's not flagged in college football ever.
And Purdy still played, so he didn't get hurt. So it was mm-hmm. all good. It was good football right. action, good football play. Which can you imagine? Okay, I shouldn't even. The OSU stuff that we're talking about, the talk that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
If they do lose, I'm just guessing we won't be hearing this talk next week for second Bedlam.
Like, oh,
it'll be a little bit different.
I just imagine you're never
battle royale.
Even an unbeaten OSU team from this point on is going to be like, what's the point of talking trash? We always lose to them anyway.
Well, if you lose twice, I think that would be the right. Yeah, if you lose and it's a jacked up game, you're like, man, we should have won that game. And then they go out and get revenge. Well, then.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't think. Listen, should they lose to OU this week, I would think it'd be very quiet up there next week. They'd be like, oh my God. Oh, my God. Because the whole storyline would be, we can't lose to him twice in a row. We can't lose to him twice in a row. Now we got a Big 12 championship on the line.
I mean, they have to do media, so you'll hear something, but they won't be.
It won't be anything like this.
We just got to play better.
In my mind, yeah.
I don't think you'll get Spencer Sanders, you know, pulling a Baker Mayfield saying, well, you know, those fans want to feel that way. That's up to them. Screw them. They're the same fans who've been depressed the whole time we play. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something like he won't be doing that, Phil.
Because it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we are going to be doing our fantasy football picks today.
Yeah.
Well, because there's a game.
There's three games tomorrow.
Yeah, there's games tomorrow.
Thanks for reminding me, man. I got to hit my fantasy football app.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that today. We'll do that at 8:15 today.
Get your stuff in early. You're doing a little fantasy football. Yeah, those Thursday games will trick you, and it's 11:30 start, so you got to get them in early.
Hopefully you don't have a whole lot of Lions and Bears on your team, people. I hope.
Is anyone touching that game?
It's all for you know, and it's all the Cowboys are always the second game.
They're playing against the Raiders, so I would think it would be a big Dak Prescott bounce back week, but he still doesn't have Amari Cooper.
His offensive line.
I don't know if CeeDee Lamb, he was in protocol. I don't know he's going to play. Kirk Cousins sounds like a much more sound choice this week. Although Kirk Cousins had a monster week last week. He never has two monster weeks in a row. I don't know. I'm confused all the time.
That's a good backup plan. No, listen, the Cowboys, they're always the second game. The Lions are always the first game. And
the appetizer.
It's the appetizer is always bad. Like, there's never. It's like the worst appetizer ever. I don't know what in your mind in real world talk is the worst appetizer ever, but the Lions on Thursday is every
year.
That's
like
year,
getting
the worst
a fruit cup as an appetizer. That's a horrible appetizer.
You're getting ready to eat turkey and gravy and stuffing and just the mashed potato, whatever, casserole, all the stuff. And they're giving you a fruit cup.
And a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, right. Like, that's what the every...
Everyone gets an egg and a fruit cup.
They're always bad.
The only reason you're watching it is because it's on.
It's on.
It's on. And you'll be like, all right, whatever.
Anything to avoid a conversation with your relatives.
Yeah, and you're tired of the stupid Macy's parade. You've been watching that for 3 hours, right? So you're like, oh, let's get some football on. Let's go. And it's always the Lions, and they're always bad. And their opponent in the game, it's always terrible.
Am I the only person who hates parades on TV?
I like parades.
I like parades, but on TV?
Yeah.
I think it's a participatory event.
I've been watching parades on TV. That's a bad hot take, Phil. That's a bad hot take.
I'm sorry.
It's only been on TV for 50 years, man.
Doesn't make it
people
right.
People get up in the morning. Yeah. Look, dude.
Of course, I'm saying right and wrong.
You won't eat Thanksgiving. You won't eat turkey on Thanksgiving, so you're seriously the wrong guy to talk about any kind of Thanksgiving tradition.
How about Christmas parades?
Christmas parades are great, too.
Okay, fine.
Because you know what's at the end of the Thanksgiving parade? What's the last thing you see?
Santa Claus!
That's exactly
so
right.
So I tune in for the first part of the parade and then the end of the parade.
I like the bands. I like the floats.
Carry DVRs.
Love all the balloons.
All the parades. It's going to be great.
Like he's been sandbagging them for 20 years on his DVR?
Yeah, like my parents do with Jeopardy.
Back.
By the way, I do have a dilemma. We're going to do locks as usual on Friday. And
unless you wanted to get a lock in early, like
I'm rooting for OSU. I kind of really am, but I don't want to lock them.
Okay.
Because you've locked them.
Well, that's fine.
And you and I are locked in a battle right now. So I'm actually thinking of locking OU.
Okay.
So that way, you know, I'm going to use some strategy here.
There's only a complete slate of other games, too.
Like I know, but I need to. I just want to make sure that I can beat him.
Georgia. Bill. Georgia. Yeah. I don't care how many points they give Georgia Tech. I don't care.
Alabama.
They can't possibly give them enough.
Yeah, Georgia, Alabama, all good options, Phil.
And then I'm thinking maybe I lock the Bears.
Because the minute you walk away from Alabama, I'm telling you, they're going to beat up on Auburn this week.
Because the
then
Bears.
You're going to hate yourself.
If the Bears lose to Detroit, I mean, that's bad.
It's
very bad.
Their coach is fired, is what it is.
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
You got Andy.
Maybe I should lock the Bears.
You should lock Andy Dalton. The world has confidence in him, Phil.
We are.
The Lions have been close 2 weeks in a row now. They tied. They almost won last week, so I'm telling you.
Desperate team, man.
Thanksgiving Day, Detroit Lions. I'm calling it right now. The Detroit Lions win tomorrow.
You should lock them.
This is interesting.
I will. Let's do it.
Oh, man. What?
We might have to wait until Kerry gets here.
All right. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.